going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
We approach 4 o'clock on this beautiful, gorgeous, sort of summer Friday here in New York City. It's not officially summer or a week away from summer, but it certainly feels that way. The temperature is beautiful and nobody's working. So when you combine that, it's essentially a summer Friday. We got a lot to get to coming up. Sean will give us a Cinco de 5-0, and also we discuss our favorite Knicks conspiracy theories, because there are a plenty around their coaching search. But we began this show a few hours ago having what was a good-natured, fun debate around our two baseball teams, two teams that are in first place, two teams that just finished off sweeps, the Mets defeating the Nationals at Citi, the Yankees sweeping the Kansas City Royals in a playoff rematch out at Kauffman. And so I made the case the Mets are better than the Yankees. Sean made the case the Yankees are better than the Mets. We've taken a lot of phone calls, people yelling at each other. It became very vicious. I have been told, and look, I'm just going to be honest, I've been told by numerous people that Sean Morash has ran circles around me, which is very insulting. Like, basically, even though Sean is wrong about his points, he has manipulated information so well that I can't combat his lies and misdirection, that I'm being overwhelmed. Basically, I'm a Democrat right now, and Sean's kicking my ass. Is that true?
There is one unnamed WFAN staffer, and I'm not making this up, that said, quote, "This is your Hall of Fame day, one you'll be remembered for forever at WFAN with what you've done to Evan."
Wow. Do you, Sean, making WFAN great again. I love it.
And you know what I responded to him with? No biggie.
Now, Teague, before you finally chime in on who's better, the Mets or the Yankees, would you agree that Sean has made me look like a poodle today?
I think the believability of some of the things that Sean has said just leaves it up for interpretation.
So he's full of crap.
I may run for president one day.
You should.
But he's done such a good job of being full of crap, he's beating me up.
And people are convinced of this. So let's go through this a little bit before I announce my decision here. So the Yankees won the Subway Series. Irrelevant. They're scoring a ton of runs. And Giancarlo Stanton, all tennis elbowed out, is about to come back. He's been raking.
Non-Medicare.
In New Jersey and Somerset. Yarborough and Max Fried, two different sides of not even the same coins. But, I mean, Max Fried has been good. Yarborough will have to wait and see. Max Fried's postseason ERA has not been great. There is a lot of hubris on the part of Yankee fans. Those are some of the positives. A couple of negatives in there. The Mets cannot beat the NL, the AL East, I should say. And they beat up on the Rockies and the Red Sox, or the White Sox, I should say, and the Nationals. And they did. And this is a critical one. Lose to LA twice, but they also beat them twice. There are lots of scary players in this lineup. Pete Alonso, Francisco Lindor, now Juan Soto, and Brandon Nimmo. And they have the best closer in baseball, Edwin Diaz, which Sean conceded to. Evan conceded that Aaron Judge is the best player. And the big sleep is on the New York Yankees.
I think we can toss that one out.
We got some caller input as well. Greg called Sean a moron. Donna said that Evan was playing mean in the sandbox. Mark focused on the starting pitching, which leads to, obviously, the Mets. And Fernando said Judge has hitting 214 errors in the postseason. Irrelevant. We can toss that out. Doesn't matter. It's not what we're talking about right now. But Charles made a very interesting point. He talked about Clay Holmes. He talked about Castillo, who's come up. He's played 9 games, has not given up a run through 5 scoreless against the L.A. Dodgers, which all points to Jeremy Hefner and the Mets pitching lab. With all of these things put together, I am ready to make a verdict.
Okay.
After thorough interpretation and interrogation of both of your all statements, I believe that the best team in New York at this moment is the New York Mets.
Put it in the books!
I do not accept.
Thank you very much.
You can be removed from the court.
Okay.
I expect some I expect some damage coming from the Yankee side, but the New York Mets are the winner here.
You know,
done, Evan.
Thank you. In my victory speech, I actually want to throw an olive branch out to the Yankee community. This is not about spiking the football. This is not about me screaming, "Now put that in your books."
Evan, we're playing baseball.
Oh, thank you. It's about me saying that while the Mets are better, and they clearly are, and we proved that in a court of law today, the Yankees still have a better chance to go to the World Series because they play in the Junior League. And so from that standpoint, I'd feel pretty good about things. The chances of the Yankees winning the American League East, to me, are higher than the chances of the Mets winning the NL East. I look at the Phillies as a bigger threat than Toronto or Tampa Bay. I look at the Dodgers and the Cubs and the Padres and the Phillies again as a bigger threat in the National League than the Tigers. I mean, what are we talking about? So
I'm actually scared of the Tigers.
I know you are. So from that standpoint, you're kind of in a better spot just because of the league you're in. So while the Mets may be superior and they may be better, and we may approve that on all accounts on this beautiful Friday, the good news is you got a clearer route to the World Series. And you won a Subway Series. Mm-hmm. So that's cool. You could put a banner up for that.
Look, I want to address any Yankee fan listening. You know,
one last thing before you continue.
Sure.
This was said numerous times. Aaron Judge has not made 14 errors in the playoffs. He's made one. I don't know where that number came from. I don't know why that was said. So I'd like to strike that for the record.
I love that was said and all of us didn't care to look it up.
That was Fernando.
I will give you some factual stuff here, though. Look, Tiki's made his decision, and we have to live with that. But the real decision gets made on the field. The big bad National League, the Yankees, are currently 4 games over 500 facing this year, including versus the New York Mets. And just remember this, Yankee fans, if you're worried about Tiki's decision, we and I know what a world championship team looks like and what very good teams that aren't world championship teams look like. Evan does not. So when I was arguing that, we know the deal, folks. We know the deal. So let them have their celebratory cream pie here on 6/13, 2025. We'll see you again on the 4th of July while Evan's on an airplane.
Stick to football, Barber.
Why is Darren Boone so mad at me?
Well, because he thinks the Yankees are better than the Mets.
I mean, doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. What a great question. Does it matter? Does anything we've said matter over the last 2 hours?
No, today it does not.
No, Biggie.
But it's a summer Friday.
The best part for Sean is, and I was explaining this to my son Jed on the ride over, because he hates the Yankees. And he hates the Yankees not because of me. I didn't put that in his head.
But I think he also might hate the Mets.
No, he said, you misinterpreted. He said he kind of wants the Mets to lose today because it would piss off Yankee fans because Yankee fans are rooting for the Mets because the Mets are playing the Tampa Bay Rays, who are in the American League East. And by the way, the only reason that he doesn't like the Yankees has nothing to do with me. It's because kids in school are just annoying. Basically, they're a bunch of morashes.
Mets suck.
So, I love that school.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, what's funny about all this is tonight, if you're a real Yankee fan, you are rooting for the Mets. They're playing the Tampa Bay Rays, and if you consider them any kind of threat in the AL East, which personally I don't, I think the Blue Jays are a clear bigger threat, and maybe the Red Sox, who the Yankees play this weekend with their emerging young talent, then you should be rooting for the Mets.
I mean,
it helps you in this division race.
Can I make a case for rooting for the Rays?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Why? Because they're 6.5 back and they've lost 2 in a row?
Here's where I'm, you know.
Can I guess your rationale?
Sure.
You're thinking about the World Series and you're thinking about a potential tiebreaker, which, you know, not tiebreaker, but potential who has a better record getting home field advantage. And right now the Mets are, I think, a game and a half or 2 games ahead of the Yankees. And so I think Sean is saying to himself, hey, just in case I play the Mets in the World Series, I want to make sure I have home field.
Well, first of all, great point. However, every game at Citi Field is still home field for the Yankees, so I'm not that worried about it. Here's why. You know, it might be helpful to the Yankees in September to be pushed a little bit, not just coast, and have to play a little harder and not just ride in and then have a bye the first week and get caught being the big sleep.
So you don't want to come out of the All-Star break up double digits and just run away with the division and cruise into the postseason on clouds.
A little pressure might do the Yankees good within the division, to be honest with you. That's my now, I'm not saying I'm doing that. I'm saying it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
No,
if the Mets lost some games here.
Interesting. By the way, keep an eye on this. Sean, two things to keep an eye on as we get you closer to Yankees, Red Sox, and Mets Rays. One on the Met front, one on the Yankee front. The Met front is an update on Kodai Senga. He is scheduled to have an MRI today to reveal the severity of his hamstring issue. But the real thing I'm interested in comes on the Yankee side, which is Giancarlo Stanton going to be activated and in the lineup tonight against the Boston Red Sox?
Do you have that answer? Because I have the answer.
I do not have the answer. So we have a Giancarlo Stanton update.
That was the next thing I was going to do. It is within the last minute to get Tommy all happy not here. Giancarlo Stanton is not in the Yankees lineup today. We don't have an update as to activation, but simply the Yankees have done like they do every game night. They have tweeted out the lineup, and Giancarlo is not in said lineup.
Is he Giancarlo Stanton?
Is he playing?
You can sit on my face.
What the heck is that? I have not heard that one.
Woo!
Interesting. Anyways, is he playing in Somerset?
Before he plays, I have to clarify this. That was an AI, Emmanuel Babari, from the morning show, not the real Emmanuel.
Babari's call. You've never heard Babari stand?
I've never heard that.
That
one
is
before.
Bad, Emmanuel. Okay. Now, what was your question? Because I was totally
Is he playing in Somerset today? Or is he continuing to play?
It's a great thing, Tiki. I should check the Somerset lineup. I have not done that.
But the Yankees haven't released any information about this.
Nope, just the lineup.
The assumption over the last few days has been he's going to play these 2 games in Somerset, which he did. He hit a little bit, too.
Yeah.
And then Friday night in Boston, especially against a tough lefty like Crochet, in a ballpark where he's had great success, we're going to see the Giancarlo return. As of right now...
Okay, I have the Somerset lineup.
Go ahead.
He is not in the Somerset lineup.
Mm. All right, so we'll wait to hear from Aaron Boone and find out what the plan is. Is he in Boston with the New York Yankees? Do they plan on activating him? Is he active but maybe not starting tonight? So we will follow that along as we take you right up to the pregame show. It is Yankees-Red Sox tonight. Garrett Crochet, who the Yankees did a pretty good job against last weekend. They didn't win that game, but it certainly wasn't because Crochet dominated. Yankees actually touched him a little bit. He's on the mound tonight against Ryan Yarbrough, so we'll keep you posted.
Yarbrough.
Yeah, Yarbrough.
Okay, not brow, not like an eyebrow.
Yeah, like brow.
If he's going to be a big-time pitcher out of the Yankee pitching lab.
He's never going to be a big-time pitcher out of the Yankee pitching lab.
He's a product of the Yankee pitching lab. Put some respect on his name.
You don't have a pitching lab. He has a 4 ERA. He's a journeyman. He'll be DFA'd. You know what? Yes, I'm going to do it. He will be DFA'd before this season is over.
No, he won't. Because regardless, he's going to go to the pen.
June 13th, 2025. I know, I'm going out there a little bit. Like, there is a chance they can hide him in the bullpen. You're right. But I'm going to go out on a limb, because he's been DFA'd before, that he will be DFA'd before the season is over.
Yes.
And when I'm right, Sean will have to give me a big, big apology.
Just make sure you say his name with two syllables, not three.
Ryan Yarbrough.
Yes, he will be DFA'd.
Will pitch more innings for a New York franchise in the postseason than Griffin Canning will this year.
Hmm. Yeah, that's like, you know what? Here's what's loaded about that. So if I'm wrong about the DFAing, but he's in the bullpen in the postseason.
He could pick up a lot of innings, whereas Griffin Canning as a starter will not.
Griffin Canning may not even be on a Met postseason roster.
Right. Do you need me to loosen your collar on this walk, Evan, or no?
No, I'm not walking. Like, that's a tough one. I don't know if I'm going to take that bet, because I can see the future.
You just made a prediction he's getting DFA'd.
You're right. So I should just own it.
You should just own it.
I own it. He's going to throw less innings than Griffin Canning in the postseason.
Because that means all Griffin Canning has to do is throw a third of an inning.
Well, what if it's 0-0? Do I still get a victory, Sean?
If he's DFA'd, but Griffin Canning's on the roster?
Tie goes to the runner.
Yeah. Okay.
Fair enough. Got to figure out which one of you is the runner.
Fair enough. Let's say hello to Dr. Rich in Greenwich, Connecticut. Doc.
Hey, boys. What's up? You guys have never heard of that term sleeper for Trev?
Sleeper? I know what a sleeper is. I get it. Like, someone who comes out of nowhere and just surprises you. But that's not him.
Yeah, it all started with, like, cars years ago. Like, that whole era of, like, Mopars and their sleepers. I was, like, old little, like, those dusters that had, like, those giant engines in them. Those were all, like, the sleepers. And then you get your athletes that are, you know, that are so smooth, like Trent. And, you know, they literally make everything, to your point, so you can make it look so easy. Like,
right.
Just sleeping. It's, like, effortless. Like, they're bored.
Hmm. I hadn't heard that about the cars. Because I'm not in the old big cars.
No, you're into smooth electric cars.
That's exactly right.
My lease is about
smooth.
My lease is about to run out of my car, and I'm thinking, do I jump to the electric?
Mm.
I'm nervous.
The acceleration is excellent.
Oh, is it?
There's no internal combustion.
Oh, wow. No internal combustion.
Yeah. You don't have to fire and light gas and explode, and you don't have to do any of that. You want power, you get power.
Talk dirty to me, Tiki.
It also wouldn't be a jump to the electric, Evan.
What do you mean?
You'd be making an electric slide. Boogie, oogie, oogie.
That's the shot I miss and love. Ozzy and Woodridge. Hey, Oz.
What up, Oz?
What's up, fellas? How's it going?
We're doing well.
Good.
Early happy Father's Day to all of you.
Thank you. Same to you, my friend.
Yeah, enjoy. Hey, Sean.
What's up, Oz?
When the little positivity pea shooter comes back next week, I'm going to give you a belated happy Father's Day gift that's going to pretty much put the final nail in the coffin of the King of New York debate on your side.
Are you radio teasing a week out?
Wow.
Yeah, I would have did it, but he's not here, so I can't do it. Without being in
now,
his
you Ozzy, as someone who does not like the Yankees and does not like the Knicks, so you are very independent minded. Mm-hmm. You are going to finish off Loogie's argument that it's King Jalen Brunson and that it is King Aaron Judge. That's what you're telling us.
Yes, and I'm going to use Loogie's own words to do it.
Wow, boy, you got me all excited. I'm pumped up to see that.
Hot and bothered, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
A couple, even though Judge Tiki already ruled. good ruling, Judge Tiki, by the way.
Thank you. Appreciate you, Oz.
I don't think there was any other way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, and then I'm going to start a new debate. Go position by position, you know, bench versus bench, versatility, both of it. And even do it that way. I think the Mets come out on top. Now, a new debate. When you, all things considered, just presence, their age, you name it, what he means to this, that age, would you trade not who's better, would you trade Soto for Judge? And that goes for both Met fans and Yankee fans.
Well, Sean, you did say last year in watching Juan Soto, it gave you as much joy as it did to watch him play more than any other Yankee. And you saw Jeter, you saw A-Rod, you've obviously seen Judge. So Ozzie does ask a very loaded but fair question, which is you have to consider age, obviously. If given the opportunity, would you trade Aaron Judge for Juan Soto? The answer would be?
The answer would be yes, because of age.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
It'd be hard, though.
Wow. There's no Yankee fan that's going to agree with you.
That's fine. I'm trying to be logical and level-headed. Aaron Judge is currently the better player, might be so for the next 3 years. Soto, I do believe, and I never believed this was real, his slump, and he'll be fine for the next four times.
I honestly can see Aaron Judge at 40 looking as behemoth and massive as he still is.
Well, see, Teague, that's the great question I was going to pose to you. So Aaron Judge right now is 33 years old and statistically is having the best season of his career, which is unbelievable considering how amazing he was in 2022 and last year in 2024.
And he hasn't, I mean, he's been injured some. A lot of people will say a lot, but I'm trying to think if anything is I don't know, detrimental to the future. Like, is the rib cartilage detrimental to the future?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
Was the, what was it, the calf? Or I forget what, no, that was Giancarlo.
It was the toe that he injured in Los Angeles that he says would be a lingering thing.
Right, but that's just something, everybody deals with some sort of foot injury or toe injury at some point. But I'm trying to think if there's anything that's, man, that's going to come back to bite him. Like, if he had a back injury, back injury, and be like, yeah, he's got a barking back and, you know, this thing has been chronic and he's going to have to just deal with it. I would worry about Aaron Judge at 36, 7 years old. But I can honestly see with the way that he trains and the way that medicine is now, him being as physically fit as he is right now, 5 years from now,
so
six, 7 years from now.
That's the real key to this whole question, because if he can, I can't even imagine maintaining this because, again, he's having a career season.
Yeah.
So maintain any of the last 4 years he's had. Obviously, 2023, he was really productive. He missed a lot of time.
Right.
But he was having a really good year that year. We forget that. He had 37 home runs in 106 games with an OPS over 1,000. If he maintains 1,000 OPS, 50 home runs, 300 average, how many more years of that?
And at some point, stops playing right field.
Right. Becomes a DH.
Yeah.
Which is going to happen to Juan Soto, too. At what point is that enough to supersede the fact that Soto's probably got more years in him? Because Judge's best years, no one would argue this. Judge's best years are far better than Soto's best
years. It's just a question, to Sean's point, and I think it's an accurate one, how long do you have?
Well, how many years do you think you have of Aaron Judge at this level? You think five more years?
And if at some point he stops playing the field?
Yeah.
I'd say at least five.
So right now he's 33. So 33, 34, 35, 36, 37.
Yeah.
Playing at a high level through 37, that's five more years.
Right.
Now that still leaves 10 more years left on Soto's contract. And even if he's not judging his prime, which he's not, if he's an 850 OPS.
Well, here's the thing I don't know about Juan Soto. How is his body going to hold up? Not he's going to get injured, but like he doesn't have that, I don't know, Adonis type body. You know what I mean? So in 15 years or 10 years, what's he going to look like? You know what I mean?
You know why I wouldn't make that trade if I'm a Yankee fan? I'm going to put my IBO hat on.
I don't think I would either, actually.
I think you're dead wrong, Sean. Because Aaron Judge is giving me historical seasons that even Soto cannot come close to reaching. And I may get four or five more years of that.
And by the way, you're getting to the postseason anyways.
Right. I would take four or five more historical, I don't know where this is going, seasons versus, yes, a really good player for 10 years.
Yeah.
I think you're wrong. Look at it. We reverse course now.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
We switch sides.
I'm just giving the respect to Juan Soto that I think he's going to be a legit National League MVP candidate for the next 15 years. And, yeah, I'm sure he's never going to replicate the kind of season we're seeing from Judge that we may see next year, the year after.
But really, all he needs to do is what he did last year.
Yeah.
I doubt he's getting there this year, obviously, because of the slow start. But if he hits 41 home runs as 100-and-something RBIs, that's exceptional for a guy that's as on-base heavy as he already is.
Yeah, I would take 10 years of that than 3 years of 60 home runs. I really would.
Let's go to Jose in Brentwood. What's up, Jose?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Jose?
Hey, how you doing, Ziggy? You know, big Giants fan, but man, you broke my heart today.
Why? What's wrong, man?
Saying that the Mets are better, like, I gotta say something. I do want to say this. By far, way better pitching. In the beginning, your starter. I'm surprised at Clay Holmes. I do want to say that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really surprised.
Me too.
But we have way better offensive. We have starting pitchers that are about to come back. We have the best player in the era of Aaron Judge, who is King of New York. And I do want to say this. People keep forgetting about this, is that Judge got robbed. The Yankees got robbed in 2017. He could have been a three-time MVP. Mm-hmm. And also, MVPs. No Met has ever won an MVP. They would never become elite like the Yankees. Thank you, guys.
Thanks. Appreciate you.
I don't understand the point, though. All that did was prove the greatness of Aaron Judge. It didn't prove the... What did it prove?
The greatness of Aaron Judge.
Okay, that doesn't...
And that they can score runs, even though the pitching he's conceding to the Mets.
Okay, so yes, because the numbers tell you that, and the depth tells you that, and I think the back end of the bullpen tells you that. Do I have to admonish my son on the air?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have to shut that ringer off, okay? We're doing a show here, right? We got to shut the ringer off. It's okay. Oh, then what was that? Was it my own imagination?
No, it was. I thought it was Jose's, like, job.
Oh, it's in your head. I have no idea. Anyhow, I'm trying to do... By the way, I got to give my son a lot of credit. I pulled him out of school today. And he could... It's okay. Thank you, man. He apologized. I pulled him out of school. He worked this so beautifully last night. It was his last Little League game. I'm there. My wife is there. And Jet just looks at me and he's like, you know what I miss? Going to firework night.
Mm.
And I said, oh, you know, it's funny. Tomorrow's firework night.
Oh, he knew that.
You think he knew that?
Yeah, he definitely did.
And he said, well, why don't we go? And I said, well, how do you go? Like, unfortunately, I work until 6:30. Like, unless you come to work with me, there's no way for us to go. I'm not going to make mom meet you at the game.
Ding, ding, ding.
Says, pull me out of school. I said, pull you out of school? And here's this counter. It's the end of the school year. What are we really doing?
Oh, what a kid.
He dreamt about that last night.
You think so?
He was dreaming. How can I manipulate Pops?
And he manipulated so beautifully because we had to go to his school today anyway because they had this presentation where all the kids dressed up as famous people in history, learned about the person, dressed up as the person, then explained why they're that person. And he got his second choice. His second choice was George Washington. His first choice was Jackie Robinson. He did not get him. But he got George Washington. Not a bad second choice. And so I think he knew, you're coming to the school anyway, it's the end of the year, fireworks, and somehow he got me and mom to basically say, yeah, screw school.
It's Friday.
I'm a loser.
Why are they still in school anyways? We already had this conversation. Yep. It is almost mid-June. Why are kids still in
school? It's a great question. Now that I've expressed what's going on with my kid, we need to address Sean's situation.
Uh-huh.
So Sean's, was it your oldest daughter or your youngest daughter?
The youngest. Peyton had moving up today.
Had moving up day. And she filled out a list of her favorite things, which is adorable. I got to tell you, it was very adorable. And Sean shared this on social media.
Oh, nice. I didn't see that yet, Sean.
I couldn't get over what she said her favorite sport was. And you figured, football? Dad loves football. Could be baseball. It's fun. It's fun. Could be hockey. Her answer to her favorite sport was simply Rangers.
How about even hockey?
Not even hockey.
You are brainwashing your daughter.
Which I find fascinating because it's a big year, the 3 to 4 year old jump, as you know. Evan,
why do
no
you
taking...
think the Rangers jumped out at her more than any of the other teams or sports if she named a sport?
This is what I find so confusing. What a bad year for the Rangers for that to jump out. My guess is in conversations I've had on the phone, friends in the backyard, neighbors, my neighbor Dave's a big Ranger fan. There's been a lot of cursing and discussing the last couple weeks, the Rangers in the future. And I think she knows all the teams I like. I think when asked that question, Daddy's been talking a lot about the Rangers at home lately. Mm. I think that jumped. That's my guess. But instead of saying favorite team, she went favorite sport. We're going to have to work on that.
Still, I thought that was impressive, though.
You know what else was impressive? When me and my wife found out today,
but
her dream job is...
she's going into kindergarten, right?
She's going into pre-K, which is the new kindergarten.
What?
That's what's going on now. Pre-K has become full-time, like, it's like kindergarten. It's like, you know when we say September is the new August?
Right.
Pre-K is the new kindergarten for now.
How old is she?
She's 3. She's going to be 4 in October.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's basically what my youngest Spence did. He just finished pre-K.
Yeah.
He had his moving up ceremony. He's going to kindergarten, and he's turning 5 in September.
That's what I got with Taylor, yeah.
So, same idea.
But Rangers...
Wait, what happened?
What?
What? Was that real Tiki?
No, that was Rami.
Oh. I don't know what just happened.
What did Fake Tiki say?
Yeah. Wait, what happened?
Oh.
that confused me.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I'm still trying to figure this whole thing. How they got this old this quick, I cannot figure out. That's the crazy part about these moving up ceremonies. It's the fact that, wait a second, my wife just gave birth to this kid. Now, all of a sudden, they're 5 years old, they're going to kindergarten, they're having full conversations.
You know what else I saw today? I saw a mom in the room crying when they went up to get their little ceremony. I thought to myself, is she out of line or am I out of line because I'm feeling nothing?
So that was actually going to be my next question. I cried at both of them.
Did you really?
I cried. Jet's moving up ceremony to leave preschool was surreal. It was in the middle of the pandemic. Everybody was masked up. And I don't even know the reason why. He literally was the only kid graduating. Like, everyone else was staying another year.
What?
And Jet was the one. Do you remember that, Jet?
Everybody held them back?
I don't remember it, but I saw a video.
Oh, you didn't see that? Okay, thank you.
So every other parent held their kid back?
I think so. Or they were younger? I don't even know, but literally, he was the one kid given the diploma, and I don't know if it was that or just where we. I was bawling.
Yes, we got the special one.
Yes, we got that right. When Spence had his moving up ceremony, like literally a week ago, I wasn't sure how I was going to react. Mm-hmm. Like, what am I going to do? And so I fought back tears. I did not bawl, but I was like fighting back the tears. And I'm not a man, and you're telling me you had nothing.
No, I smiled when she saw that I was there because I told her I didn't know if I was going to be able to make it trying to get to the show. She went nuts that I was there, but I didn't cry, no. I'm going to save my crying for going off to college. Then I'll be inconsolable.
So who's worse, Tiki, me being soft or Sean being, you know, not caring about his kids?
Well, what Sean doesn't realize is when your child goes off to college, she's really not going to care about you. So
that's what's going to make me cry.
You should cry now when they'll care also. It'll be like mutual crying together.
All right, so start weeping.
Yeah, at 18, they're going to be like, leave me alone, Dad.
All right.
Did you pay my tuition bill?
So I got another one of these on Tuesday. I got the pre-K and the K. You're saying break out the tears. Yes. Rub a little onion, figure it out.
Yes.
All right.
Pinch yourself, whatever.
Cry Tuesday.
I mean, you should feel it. Like, you should have that emotion. You don't have that emotion
I felt happy and proud. I didn't feel sad.
I'll tell you one thing I was very happy about. Maybe this was what the tears were about. The pre-K costs money. And it's damn expensive. Kindergarten's freaking free.
Yep.
That's the taxes, man.
You gotta pay for your pre-K?
Yes. It's not a public school. Like, there is no public school in pre-K. So when they go to kindergarten and they go to the first grade, second grade, third grade, my tax dollars pays for it.
Ours wasn't. We had to pay for pre-K.
Really?
Yes.
That's what I meant by pre-K is the new kindergarten. That's the first time our school district, you have full day, bang, you go.
Oh, interesting.
All covered, yeah.
Wow. Hmm. I'll tell you, when Spence graduated, my wife looked at me, we looked at each other, we're like, yeah, more season tickets. We got the money to do it now. Let's see if Tiki can figure this one out. So this is the first Sunday night baseball in a long time that does not feature the Yankees or the Mets. We had like a four-week stretch where the Yankees or Mets, dare I say both, would be playing on a Sunday night. Mm-hmm. I think it was four consecutive weeks. So this weekend, we get the Dodgers against the Giants, for those that actually care. The four games over the last 4 weeks that featured the Mets or the Yankees featured the Yankees against the Red Sox, the Yankees against the Mets, the Yankees against the Dodgers, and the Mets against the Dodgers. I have the TV ratings for those four games. Mm. How would you guess? And they all did pretty well for baseball.
Right.
How would you guess the rankings fell?
As far as top this season?
Most viewed, just those four games. Yeah. Most viewed versus second most, third most, and fourth most amongst those four Sunday night games over the last 4 weeks.
I would say the Mets and the Yankees. I think the Mets and the Red Sox were top. I think Mets.
Well, hold on. Let's start over. The Mets didn't play the Red Sox. It's Yankees, Dodgers, Yankees, Mets, Yankees, Red Sox, Mets, Dodgers.
I mean, what did I say?
You said Mets, Red Sox.
I mean,
that's the one combo we did not get.
Yankees, Red Sox.
So you're going Yankees, Red Sox number one.
Yeah, Yankees, Red Sox number one.
Now I'm going to answer it as you say that. Yankees, Red Sox finished third of the four.
Okay. Put a pin in that.
I am putting a pin in that. They finished third. All right.
Okay.
So now the other ones we have are Yankees, Mets, Dodgers, Mets, Yankees, and Yankees, Dodgers.
I think Yankees, Dodgers was number. Well, now that I know that the Red Sox were with the Yankees were three, I'm going to say Yankees-Dodgers was one.
You're going Yankees-Dodgers number one. You want to second that, Sean, or disagree with him?
I will go Yankees-Dodgers number one.
Yankees-Dodgers number one is correct. 2.7 million people on average watch that. The NFL, by the way, is cracking up listening to this.
Yeah, I know, right?
2.7!
We get that in a market.
It's true.
Mets-Dodgers is number two.
Mets-Dodgers finished in last place.
Did it really?
Yep. So that means Yankees, Mets, too. So it was Yankees, Dodgers, one, $2.7 million. Yankees, Mets, three, $2.5 million. Yankees, Red Sox, third, $1.9 million. And then the one that didn't feature the Yankees, Mets, Dodgers, last place, $1.7 million. And by last place, I just mean of those four matchups, the one that didn't feature the Yankees was dead last, which shows you how strong the brand is.
No, it's true. But who else?
And Aaron Judge.
So who else has played in the window? That's not the Mets or the Yankees. And what's that number?
That part nobody cares about.
I know, but what's the number?
Probably a lot less.
Probably 900,000.
Right.
I don't even think Sean's that off about that. Yeah. Like Dodgers Giants, which look is a sexy game in terms of the NL West.
But nobody on the East Coast is watching.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to get a massive number like these.
No chance.
And we're also now starting to get to the time where you're not competing with NBA and NHL postseason games with these on Sunday nights as well. So we'll see with that. Now, do you know why I said put a pin in his answer on Yankees Red Sox being number one?
Something about the rivalry.
Saturday night, Yankees Red Sox last weekend was the most watched Major League Baseball game in 3 years.
Really?
Yes.
See, I didn't know that. Oh, that was a Fox game, obviously.
Fox Saturday night. Now, again, NBA Finals was Sunday night up against Yankees Red Sox. 3.45 million viewers turned in for the Baseball Night in America's Yankees Red Sox on Saturday night. It was MLB's most watched regular season telecast on any network.
Wow.
Since the game between both these teams in September 22 drew 3.1 million viewers.
How about that? Now, the Yankees are again playing a Saturday night game against the Red Sox tomorrow. That's the one nationally televised game. So luckily, you'll get the local announcers tonight on YES Network and Sunday afternoon. It's not a Sunday night game. Mm-hmm. But Saturday night, yeah, you're subjugated to the Fox crew. The Yankee-Dodgers Saturday night game probably didn't get a big rating because if you guys remember, the Dodgers killed them.
All right.
That game was over in the first inning, and that went up against Knicks Pacers.
And I was going to say, cut into the New York audience, too, with the Knicks Pacers.
I'm sure it did. Yeah, look, this is not an exact science, obviously. Like, I think if all things are equal, the most appealing matchup when it comes to ratings would be Dodgers-Yankees.
Well, I mean,
if all things are equal.
And it's also, I don't know how they promoted it, but it was a rematch of the World Series.
Yeah.
So it just kind of naturally has a talking point around it that if you don't really care, watch the rematch of last year's World Series. It kind of makes sense. And now, both teams are first in their respective divisions.
Sean made a big deal last week because when the Yankees were playing the Red Sox last week, I made the argument to you that I just don't think Yankees Red Sox is their biggest rivalry anymore. Like you argued it's Yankees Dodgers. I even argued it's Yankees Mets. Sean got very deeply offended by that, saying it's still the Red Sox. Now, the Red Sox did win the series. They won 2 out of 3. They also called up their top prospect, one of the top prospects in baseball, Roman Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, his sister is getting a ton of publicity.
Is she?
Yeah, because people think she's attractive. So she was on
I asked Lugie about it yesterday, and I completely forgot to look her up.
You didn't Google her?
I did not, but now I am.
She did a guest spot on the Boston Sports Talk Radio morning show, and I'm listening to it because I don't understand it. I get it. All right, she's on TV. She's attractive. People want to talk to her. And I'm waiting. I'm like, is someone going to ask her if she's single or not? Because that's like the thing people in Boston are going to want to know.
She is now.
And they did ask the question, and she said, yeah, I'm single.
Go smash into that hole right there.
Not for nothing. I don't know anything about her. And very
Leah.
Pretty girl. Leah.
Leah is her name.
She's very attractive, and I'm sure she's very nice. I'd be a little pissed if I was Roman Anthony going, I am. Is Roman Anthony or Anthony Roman?
It's Roman Anthony.
Roman Anthony.
You'll know that name.
Boston's DeVito.
Save the audio on that, because that's, you know what this could turn into if he's what people think? This is like someone years ago saying, what's this guy's name? Ortiz David?
Yeah, you're right.
Like, if he turns into what we think, that piece of audio trying to confirm his name will live in history.
But hear me out. This is a really big week in Roman Anthony's life, right? Yeah. He gets called up, and I'm sure he loves his family and everything. He is not an idiot. I'm sure that his friends have ragged him before that, you know, your sister's pretty, this, that, the other thing. What I want, if it was my first week in the major leagues and people were already talking about my sister spot in the crowd, her making radio rounds doing interviews, I think that would bother me. It would piss me off. You know, go sit in the stands. I'll tell you when it's okay to speak.
But it's okay to speak.
Well, come on.
What kind of comment
is that?
The
morning show isn't having him on because she's pretty and everybody's talking about her.
And she, in the interview, which I listened to, was bragging about how her Instagram followers went from 5,000 to like 50,000.
That's what I was just looking at. How many Instagram followers did she pick up?
She picked up a lot. She was talking about
10 times, and it's probably going to keep going.
Yeah, of course it is. I mean, it's going to go now. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of people in the audience who are like, who the hell is... Like, maybe they've heard of Roman Anthony as a prospect, but wait, his sister's attractive? Oh, let me DM her.
She's wicked hot.
So, what I was trying to ask you is, big series for you?
Very big series.
Because they beat you last time?
Well, it's a big series because Yankees-Red Sox, but yeah, we don't want to give up any ground. I've been consistent on this. If the Red Sox have a big series here, they're going to keep chipping away, and they're not going to go away. And it starts tonight with Crochet on the Mound. It's a very big series.
Right now, the Red Sox come into this series 11 games back in the loss column, 9.5 overall. They're 34-36, but they have now called up all of their big position player prospects. We'll see what they turn into. I mean, it is possible, like I joked about, you know, 10 years from now, Roman Anthony is going to be the guy you hate the most.
And maybe it starts this weekend.
It could very well start this weekend. We'll see what it turns into. Game coming up with the pregame show in a little less than 2 hours. 888-808-1019. Bill in Toms River. Hey, Bill.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hello, Bill.
Bill going
hey.
Once.
Hey, what's up, there dude?
Yep, we're here.
All right, how you guys doing? Happy Father's Day to all.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, you too.
I just want to, this has been on my mind for a while. It's just, Evan, it really annoys me, the whole audio thing. Can you just get done with that already?
I can't honestly hear what you're saying. So
he's
I'll
talking
put
about
you on
the
home.
IBO. He wants you to get rid of the IBO thing.
I am an IBO.
It annoys him.
But I will never put that
he
away.
He thinks that even when you are trying to be unbiased, you are biased and you're trolling.
Hold on. I'm going to put him back on. Hopefully the connection is cleared because I am deeply offended by what Bill said. Bill, you don't think I'm an IBO?
Can you hear me better?
Yeah, we got you.
You don't think I'm an IBO?
Just the whole thing is weird and annoying. But besides that.
Wait, so hold on. I want to clarify. Is it weird and annoying because you just don't like the phrasing, like, that's stupid, don't call yourself an IBO, or do you not believe that I can come from an independent view? Which one is it? Because those two things are a little different.
Well, probably you are kind of like a fraud fan because you like everybody, but it's more just annoying.
Mm. Well, hold on. Exactly. Okay, it's annoying. I can accept that. What do you mean I'm a fraud fan? What does that mean?
That's besides the point. I just want to make one
other
comment.
That's become the point. Yes. Now I want to talk about it. How am I a fraud fan? What have I done?
I can't co-sign that.
You're a fan of the Knicks, the Nets. You're a fan of whoever you feel
I am not
and
a fan.
And I know you say on air you're not, blah, blah, blah.
Bill, I have been on the air for many, many years. Mm. You have insulted me worse than anyone could ever. Mm. I am not a Knicks fan. I don't like the Knicks. I don't like their logo. I don't like their fans. I don't like their arena. I'm not a Knicks fan. But this just proves I am an IBO. because you think, because I'm so fair to them, that I'm a Knick fan. So actually, I'm going to take your insult and I'm going to turn it and say, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
Well, he's only making this assertion because you have Knicks season tickets. So he's assuming, just because you're a pretty good businessman, that you're also a Knick fan and not necessarily a full Net fan, therefore a fraud.
See, I didn't hear him say that.
That was my interpretation.
My interpretation was, I have been so fair to the Knicks during this period of time where it is easy to pile on. It is so easy to say they have no plan. They don't know what they're doing. They're run by idiots. It is easy to do it, Charles Barkley. And so I am one of the rare ones saying, you guys are wrong. I just think you're wrong. And because of that, he thinks I'm a Knicks fan. I'm calling it like it is. So thank you. I actually appreciate that.
That is the definition of IBO.
That's right. IBO. And a season ticket holder. Meanwhile, speaking of being a season ticket holder, I made this comment off air to Tiki. I'll say it on air. I just got an email from the Knicks saying, hey, you owe this amount of money. And I responded as if they could hear my response. Hey guys, I ain't paying you till you hire a coach. So I'm going to email the Knicks back and politely tell them I'm a loyal customer. I will pay you what I owe, but I ain't paying it until you hire a coach. How do you think that's going
to go? And then
they're
going to take your bridge seats away from you, and you're going to be pissed off and not get season tickets anymore.
You're probably right.
Yeah. So I think probably just pay him.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, do you want the latest stuff from Ian Begley on that?
He
tweeted something.
Please. Of course.
It's a link to a very short article. According to SNY's NBA insider Ian Begley, the Knicks coaching situation will continue into next week, shocker, and heading into the weekend, Taylor Jenkins and Mike Brown are among the coaches on New York's radar. With regard to the Knicks getting denied permission to speak with current head coaches, at least one of those coaches was able to benefit financially from New York's interest. So that's what he said. What happened? That? Okay. Wasn't really breaking news, but if anybody's looking for that, that's what they got. Latest update from Begley.
So the way it sounds, as I've described, is their first crack at replacing Tom Thibodeau was to reach out to coaches that are under contract. Mm-hmm. They have gotten denied thus far on all of them, and now they're going to the second tier, which is our available coaches who have pretty good resumes. Taylor Jenkins did mostly a really good job in Memphis.
That's my pick.
That is your pick. Mike Brown coached the team to the NBA Finals, and so he's a part of the discussions.
Now, my next question is, who benefited financially?
I don't know. I was about to ask you.
That is not listed there. So are we about to find out a coach extension this weekend?
Well, the assumption was, at least my assumption, knowing the snake that Jason Kidd is, two things were either going to happen.
Well, what if it is Jason Kidd?
Well, either he was going to get more money, which was always on the table because he's a snake.
Right.
Or he was going to work his way out of it and become the head coach of the Knicks.
Okay, but
so to me, Kidd is getting something.
But if he gets more money, you then turn against Jason Kidd because he used the Knicks in order to get more money.
Would Knick fans turn against him?
No, would you?
Or
would you just already have assumed that?
Well, I've already assumed it.
Right.
I've assumed with Jason Kidd that
I don't think
because
Knicks fans are fully in his camp yet.
No.
I think you are because you think that's what's logically going to happen, but I don't think the Knicks fan is pining as much for Jason Kidd.
I'm not pining for Jason Kidd either. I've been describing what I think is going on in this situation. So what I have described with Jason is that he is snake-like.
Right.
And I say that with love. Listen, Jason Kidd is one of my favorite players to watch in the history of sports. He's given me more than most of my other favorite athletes. What he is off the court is what he is off the court. We all know that. And I also know he gets what he wants. So what I have surmised with the Kidd situation is don't rule anything out and that he is probably working behind the scenes to either get a new contract and more money, which may be the case, or get his ass out of Dallas and become the head coach of the Knicks.
Right.
And I said as recent as yesterday, it's 50-50. Now, is Ian Begley reporting Kidd is getting money or just someone is getting money?
Someone. The court is at least
well, if he
one
knows,
of those
if he's
coaches.
Saying someone, then someone has already gotten a contract extension. So we should know who that is.
That's what's so weird about this is it's at least one of those coaches was able to benefit financially, but there's no report on who that someone was.
Yeah, probably if it's not going to be Kidd as head coach of the Knicks, it's Kidd getting more money out of Dallas. Now, this leads me to two conspiracy theories around the Knicks search. Both of them are not original to me, but I want to repeat them. One is from Gilbert Arenas. The other is from Reddit. Reddit is very popular. Reddit has a whole post that this is all a smokescreen before they hire Danny Hurley. That this is that's what this is all being done for. And I know Craig has come on the air.
Didn't he say no to it already?
That is not. No, that was so taken out of context. Mm. Like, he was asked about it and, like, kind of blew it off, but never said, no, I'm not doing it. And that according to this Reddit conspiracy theory, Hurley knew he was getting the Knicks job a year ago. That when he turned down the Lakers, is because the Knicks told him, don't worry, we'll get rid of Tibbs after a year and you'll be the guy. Now, do you believe the Danny Hurley conspiracy theory, Tiki Barber?
No, I do not.
Yeah, I don't either. How about this conspiracy theory? This comes from Gilbert Arenas, who says a lot of weird stuff. The Knicks are purposely getting rejected by all of these active coaches so that they can hire the person they truly want to hire,
Rick,
and at least tell their fans, hey, look, we tried, but our best option is to promote Rick Brunson.
Yeah. I can see why someone inside would say that. Or, in theory, has an inside track would say something like that. Because everybody thinks that that's going to happen.
It's not
going to
happen.
Of course it's not
going to happen. I don't buy that one either.
But I think people believe that that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I think people believe that Jalen Brunson is like the other superstars in the NBA. If they want something, they can force it to happen. Now, I don't even know if Jalen Brunson actually wants his dad to coach him. Maybe he does. I mean, I don't see why he wouldn't.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's something that he's pining for to the point where he's saying, hey, Leon Rose, hire my dad. Everything else I don't like. I know I have an affinity and relationship with Jason Kidd, but I don't really want him. I want my dad.
I have a question, Evan, because I really have not read this conspiracy, so I need to know this part of it. Was part of the conspiracy, this is why Jalen Brunson took less money that he knew in a year? I'm going to take less money to build a better team for my dad to be the head coach of?
You know that there is that conspiracy out there that Jalen Brunson took less money because the Knicks gave Rick Brunson this massive contract extension that was like $30-something million.
But now I'm taking it to another level.
Which is not true, obviously.
He took less money so the team can be more financially flexible to build a proper contender so his dad can succeed as an NBA head coach.
I mean, it adds to the conspiracy.
I mean, that's more likely, but I doubt it.
I don't believe any of those.
No.
I thought they were interesting and they made me laugh. The only conspiracy theory, if you call it that I believe, and I suggested this to you the other day, is that some of these inquiries on active coaches was all a facade. Mm-hmm. That they weren't really reaching out with a serious nature on Billy Donovan, or a serious nature to really any of them outside of Jason Kidd. Like that I buy as like a deflection away from what they're actually doing, but I do not believe that either Danny Hurley or Rick Brunson will end up as the head coaches of the New York Knicks. We'll get back to your calls, plus Sean's got a Cinco de 5-0 coming up.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.